Hello, knowledge seekers. In this episode of 20 Minute Books, we delve into The Harvard Psychedelic Club, an engrossing account by veteran journalist Don Lattin. This book, published in 2010, explores the intersection of academia, spirituality, and the mind-expanding journey of psychedelics through the experiences of four notable men: Timothy Leary, Richard Alpert, Houston Smith, and Andrew Weil. Their paths converged at Harvard University in the backdrop of the 1960s, where they were central to groundbreaking psychedelic experiments that seeded a cultural revolution. Author Don Lattin brings his expertise on the subjects of religion and spirituality to the pages, having penned works such as Jesus Freaks and Shopping for Faith, and lent his voice to respected television programs including Nightline, Good Morning America, and Dateline. The Harvard Psychedelic Club is an essential read for spiritual seekers eager to understand the convergence of Eastern philosophy and Western science, for those fascinated by the 1960s counterculture movement, and anyone curious about the role of psychedelic drugs in shaping contemporary society. Join us as we unpack the stories of these influential figures and their quest for enlightenment in an era of bold exploration. The Harvard Psychedelic Club: How Timothy Leary, Ram Dass, Houston Smith, and Andrew Weil Killed the 50s and Ushered in a New Age for America. Introduction: Unveiling the Minds Behind a Psychedelic Revolution. Imagine a period bursting with color, ideas, and the defiance of the status quo, a time when the quest for enlightenment collided head-on with groundbreaking psychedelia. The stage is Harvard, an esteemed institution where the conventional meets the controversial. Enter the cast of the Harvard Psychedelic Club, a quartet of unconventional thinkers: Timothy Leary, the charismatic visionary; Richard Alpert, his academic accomplice; Houston Smith, a sage of world religions; and Andrew Weil, an ambitious undergraduate with a flair for the empirical. This tale weaves through the lives and minds of these men as they dared to dive into the depths of human consciousness with substances that were, at the time, scarcely understood. Leary and Alpert, not knowing the ripples their experiments would cause, embarked on a journey to map the human psyche and uncover new territories of cognitive experience. Meanwhile, Smith sought to reconcile these mind-altering experiences with the spiritual teachings he knew so intimately. And in the periphery, Weil observed with a skeptic's eye, poised to cast stones that could ripple or even shatter the very foundations of this psychedelic edifice. Join in the expedition through this critical juncture in history, a time when psychedelics leapt from the inner sanctum of scientific research to the bright and tumultuous waves of cultural movement. We will explore the enthralling and tumultuous series of events that ensued as this group pursued the mysteries of mind expansion, asking along the way, what did they discover? How did it change them and the world around them? And ultimately, how did it catalyze a revolution that traversed the boundaries of consciousness, spirituality, and society itself? Part 1: The Contrasting Origins of Psychedelic Pioneers. Dive into the 1960s at the hallowed halls of Harvard, where the tapestry of academic life was about to be splashed with the vibrant hues of psychedelic research. Two professors, kindred in mission but disparate in their origins, embarked on a shared journey that would shake the foundations of psychology and spirituality. Timothy Leary, a man whose life was woven from threads of turmoil and brilliance, possessed an enigmatic charm that would draw people into his world of exploration. His personal life was marred by tragedy, leaving him adrift in an emotional tempest. But it was his work that glimmered with promise, culminating with the recognition of his book, The Interpersonal Diagnosis of Personality. Meanwhile, Richard Alpert's narrative sketched the portrait of a man wrestling with inner turmoil. Stepping away from the anticipated path of medicine, he found his calling in the arms of psychology. He was introduced to the beginnings of a cultural shift tinged with the exotic notes of marijuana during his academic tenure at Stanford University, opening his eyes to a world beyond traditional norms. Bound for Harvard, Alpert and Leary's paths merged. They discovered a like-mindedness in their professional aspirations, yet their personal histories couldn't have been more divergent. Leary, barely avoiding financial ruin, stumbled upon his role at Harvard through a serendipitous encounter in Italy. Alpert, navigating through his academic challenges, secured his spot and began a journey that would eventually challenge every preconception he had about the mind and soul. The summer of 1960 saw Leary's own consciousness blossom like the swirling fractals of his Mexican mushroom trip, an experience so powerful it became the catalyst for a new research endeavor. As Alpert embarked on his seminal psychedelic journey, the transformations were profound, from existential fear to a euphoric epiphany of self-realization, marking the birth of his true identity. Amid these voyages of the mind was Huston Smith, weaving his own intricate thread into the narrative. Born of missionary stock in China and steeped in the theological, Smith's hunger for knowledge propelled him into the realm of religious studies. Encounters with the likes of Aldous Huxley, author of The Doors of Perception, expanded his intellectual horizon even further. It was Huxley's influence that directed Smith to the doorstep of Leary's groundbreaking work. As psilocybin carved a pathway through Smith's consciousness, revealing awe-inspiring vistas, he eagerly entered the fold as the third vanguard in this unprecedented project. Smith, Leary, and Alpert, despite the juxtaposition in their paths to this point, were united in their vision of the potential locked within these mind-expanding drugs. But while the trio was initially harmonious in their belief in psychedelics' promise for human advancement, their perspectives on its rightful place in society would eventually evolve in unexpected directions. Part 2. The Unraveling of an Academic Venture. Within the storied walls of Harvard, the unconventional was beginning to take root. Timothy Leary and Richard Alpert launched their formal exploration into the mysteries of the human mind with the university's blessing. The rule was explicit, though. No undergraduates were to experience the psilocybin journey. But rules, as they often are in tales of pioneering spirits, were destined to be tested. Enter Andrew Weil, a Harvard undergraduate with a world traveler's soul and an appetite whetted by the musings of Aldous Huxley. Fascinated by the shifting perspectives on consciousness-altering substances, Weil sought entry into the exclusive club of Leary and Alpert's research. Denied access on account of his undergraduate status, he was not deterred. Instead, Weil, alongside his friend Ronnie Winston, embarked upon their own clandestine foray into the world of mescaline. As Winston began to orbit closer to Alpert's inner circle, enjoying the perks of both psilocybin and personal flyabouts, Weil simmered with jealousy. It was this emotional brew that, in 1963, compelled him to pen an explosive article leveling accusations at Alpert for breaching the very rule that had kept Weil himself at bay. His ironclad evidence? None other than Winston, the benefactor of Alpert's generosity. The repercussions were swift and severe, with both Leary and Alpert finding themselves ejected from their Harvard posts, their academic standing in tatters. Though Weil was later plagued by remorse for his actions, which had forever altered the trajectories of his former idols, Alpert never quite managed the passage to forgiveness. Yet, in a twist of fate, the dismissal from Harvard did not spell the end for Leary and Alpert. Instead, what emerged from the disruption was a fame that soared far beyond the Ivy League, catapulting them into the very heart of a burgeoning cultural movement. Part 3. The Dawn of Divergent Paths in Psychedelic Exploration. The chapter of Harvard and its sanctioned psychedelic studies had swiftly come to a close for both Timothy Leary and Richard Alpert. While the university cited official reasons, Alpert's indiscretions with drug distribution and Leary's dereliction of academic duties, the subtext revealed a narrative far more complex, interwoven with the threads of personal discovery and the tendrils of societal trepidation. As they ventured beyond the university's gates in the summer of 1963, Leary's fascination pivoted toward the potent allure of LSD, a substance whose discovery had been locked away in the laboratories of Sandoz for years. By the time Leary embraced LSD's enigmatic powers, the substance had already made quiet ripples through certain academic circles, particularly with the CIA's curious gaze in the previous decade. The transformative potency of LSD was undeniable, and as Leary and Alpert delved deeper into their exploration, they were showing no signs of shortage in willing patrons such as Peggy Hitchcock, heiress to the Gulf oil fortune, whose support relocated them to the psychedelic sanctuary of Millbrook. It was in this grand, sepia-toned mansion, amidst the throngs of seekers and kindred spirits, where the foundational duo came to an impasse. Alpert's repeated journeys through the LSD-lit hallways of his mind reached a plateau, sparking bitter sentiments and driving a wedge between him and Leary. The aftermath was a falling out in 1965, marked by personal attacks and a crumbling friendship. Leary, ever the evangelist, took his message to the masses, coining the refrain "turn on, tune in, and drop out" that danced through the minds of a generation. In stark contrast, Alpert's path echoed a warning of caution, advocating for a measured approach to these extraordinary experiences. Meanwhile, Huston Smith found himself amidst the embryonic stage of what would blossom into the summer of love. The Grateful Dead's melodies fused with the unchecked distribution of LSD, painting a scene at once celebratory and portentous. Smith, once a torchbearer of hope for the sacramental use of psychedelics, now found himself cautioning against the transient and sometimes elusive nature of drug-induced spiritual experiences. The search for enduring meaning called Alpert to the distant lands of India, where a chance encounter with the Guru Maharaji rebirthed him as Ram Dass, servant of God. His transformation resonated deeply within the Western zeitgeist, inspiring millions through his seminal work, Be Here Now, and sowing the seeds of Eastern philosophy in fertile minds. Andrew Weil, once an excluded undergraduate, parlayed his early brush with psychedelics into a storied career as a holistic health champion, penning best-selling books and staking a claim in the wellness industry. Leary's trajectory post-Harvard was a tumultuous odyssey of exile, encounters with countercultural icons, addiction, incarceration, and controversial collaborations with federal authorities. Yet, in his final years, he periodically emerged to reclaim a semblance of his earlier presence, joining Ram Dass in a series of public discussions. Leary and Alpert's early work, encapsulated in The Psychedelic Experience, provided the blueprint for responsible exploration, advocating for a tranquil setting and trusted companions. This philosophy echoed Aldous Huxley's prescient observations. Psychedelics can be a gateway to heaven or hell, eliciting the divine or the diabolical within us. The legacy of their Harvard Odyssey is a tapestry of personal revelations and profound shifts that left an indelible mark upon each participant, underscoring the multifaceted nature of psychedelics and their capacity to transform, for better or for worse. Final summary. In the 1960s, Harvard University became the nexus for a group of men drawn together by a shared fascination with the mind's frontiers. Their collective journey into psychedelic research connected Timothy Leary, Richard Alpert, Huston Smith, and Andrew Weil, each walking their distinct path, but initially united in their drive to peel back the layers of consciousness through substances such as LSD and psilocybin. Yet as quickly as their paths converged, circumstances led to a splintering of ways. The Harvard experiments came to a premature end amid scandal and controversy, but rather than snuffing out their pursuits, it fueled them. Timothy Leary emerged as the Pied Piper of psychedelia, championing the use of LSD with a revolutionary fervor. Richard Alpert, journeying eastward, transformed into Ram Dass, a spiritual beacon introducing the West to the tenets of Eastern philosophy. Huston Smith, after participating in the promising dawn of psychedelic research, became a voice of moderation, emphasizing the transient effects of these substances on spiritual understanding. Meanwhile, Andrew Weil, once a scorned undergraduate, carved a niche as a herald of holistic well-being, influencing millions with his alternative health philosophy. Their intertwining tales at Harvard marked the beginning of a larger narrative, one that would expand beyond the ivy-covered walls to influence culture, spirituality, and the human quest for understanding. Each man, in his way, left an indelible imprint on the fabric of American thought, underscoring the complex, enduring dialogue between psychedelics, consciousness, and the pursuit of enlightenment. Thank you for joining me today on this journey of learning and discovery as we explored the insights of another thought-provoking book in our growing library of knowledge. If you've enjoyed our time together, please take a moment to follow our podcast, give us a 5-star rating, and share 20-minute books with other knowledge seekers. Your support truly means a lot. Don't forget to join me again in the next episode, where we will delve into another enriching book. Until then, happy reading and happy listening.